All right, let's touch table a little football. I know it is in the minds of many a slow week, but there's always stuff going on. Music, please.
Guys, it is time for the quarterbacks. Too high, too low.
Okay, and later this week, we are going to do a full quarterback symposium. To solve the mystery once and for all, where does Jared Goff rank? But that's for later in the week. Yes, David.
So, Rico, let's start with you. Put a quarterback's name out there, and I'll let you know where he is.
Oh, I love Brock Purdy.
I'd like to apologize. That was terrible. Hold on. I would like to sincerely apologize to you. That was unfair.
That's fantastic.
That was uncouth. It was unsavory.
Dude, Brock Purdy.
I know.
Do you want Brock Purdy?
Well, there's nothing to say.
There's nothing new.
All right. I'm going to go Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Okay, Josh Allen is number two on this list. Highest ranking, one. Of course, everyone's going to get that. Lowest ranking. What do you think the lowest ranking was?
Six.
Three.
Four.
Honestly, he should be number one. I mean, Mahomes has just turned into check down Charlie.
Well, I'll give you Mahomes. Yes, he is number one.
Yeah, but that's number one on name alone right now.
Correct.
It's merit. It's because they win Super Bowls, so you just assume.
And that's fine.
It's not. He's not the reason they are winning.
No, it's a defense, a running game, and the refs. But look at the yards per attempt. It goes down every year. Now, look, he could bounce back this year. Rashee Rice is healthy again. They've added some weapons. But to me, Josh Allen's doing more with less.
Just for guess, what do you think Mahomes' lowest ranking was?
Two?
Yeah.
Four.
Ooh, slander.
Okay. Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy. Let me see where his name is. I got to keep going. I got to keep going.
You didn't say it right. Okay.
He is on the also receiving votes category.
Okay. For what? Driving a tractor?
Okay.
I had to keep searching and searching and searching.
Yeah, keep almost scrolling. He's right down there by Jackson
almost
Dart.
Almost wasn't on the page. So next guess, Mike.
Joe Burrow. I will say Burrow. Four.
Joe Burrow is number three.
Ooh, so close.
On the list. Okay. Highest ranking?
One.
One. Mm-hmm. Lowest ranking? Five.
Yeah, and again, just because I look at things a certain way, it doesn't make it right, but more with less. Doesn't have a great defense like the Chiefs have. Doesn't have the benefit of the refs being in your pocket. It does have some really good receivers, but that offensive line has not been his friend over the last few years. I think Burrow's incredible.
Let's go with Lamar.
Lamar Jackson.
17.
You close out the top four here because he is number four. Highest ranking is
one.
Lowest ranking.
Seven.
Eight.
Six.
Damn. I'll leave this to Rico. I'm biased and can't be trusted.
You really can't. I didn't know quarterbacks trigger you this way. David, I think for Lamar, he does everything in the regular season, and the biggest knock for people like Mike and people and the biggest Lamar haters, when it comes to the playoffs, you don't see that same success as he does in the regular season. So
thank you, DJ.
Okay.
Thank you,
let's
DJ
see if we can close out the top five on this list here since you got the four here.
Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Your guess, Rico, for number five?
That means it's not Jalen Hurts. Let's go with...
I have not confirmed or denied that yet. Hold on now.
You didn't.
Jackson Dart.
I'm trying to think, what other quarterback? I would say Hurts.
Stafford?
Number five, Jaden Daniels.
Wow. Too high.
Highest rank is five. Lowest rank, 10.
It's too high. It's a rookie year, it's too much too soon. I'm not ready to go there yet. He's got to prove that. By year end, he could be. I'm going to say too high on that.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is when you have to back it up with another year so that you're not that. I hate to make him the poster child, but you're not C.J. Stroud. You're not Jordan Love, where you were able to do it consistently. It's why we look at Joe Burrow differently than we do other quarterbacks, because he's done it year after year on bad teams, but he still produces.
This feels like we're ranging in Justin Herbert territory, doesn't it?
Well,
like
you know,
the six range-ish, if we're already out of the top five?
What do you mean? Oh, with
Justin Herbert. That's your guess here?
That is my guess, yes.
He is number seven on this quarterback
right,
list.
It feels right. He's got to win a big game.
What is his highest ranking, you think, Kenny?
Seven.
Four.
Oh. Three.
Okay.
Lowest ranking, unranked.
Somebody had him three?
Yes.
Look, yeah, you.
It wasn't me.
No, you've liked him since college.
No, I've liked him,
and
but I've also
right.
said
you were right.
This guy is yet to win a big game. So
I think they're going to have a really good year, but it's probably too high.
He's going to be Lamar to me if he goes out and bombs again in the offseason.
I'll be shocked if they don't win a playoff game this year. I think Harbaugh will get it rolling.
So where is Jalen Hurts?
Hopefully nowhere.
Jalen Hurts, number nine.
Wow.
Highest ranking. Six.
Wow. Okay, here's the problem that I have. If you're going to have him down at nine, how can you have Mahomes at one? Because you could say the same is, okay, Philly won the Super Bowl, but it wasn't all because of Hurts. You can say the same about Mahomes. Like, they're winning, but it's because of the defense. I don't get it, but it's not my poll.
Where does this put Jared Goff, by the way? Because if Hurts is not, I have no concept of this list.
But this is why our symposium is going to be interesting. Because again, you haven't heard the name Baker Mayfield yet. I think there are plenty of people who would take Baker over Goff
in
NFL
Stafford?
Circles. Matt, again.
John Matthew Stafford.
Look, he's still playing really high-level football at age 37. Yeah, well, we beat him every. Yes. You have squeaked out a couple of games. He don't have the cast that Goff has. If you put Stafford on this football team, this version of the Lions, newsflash, you might already have a Super Bowl.
That's hysterical, by the way, because what was always Lions fans' biggest critique about Stafford is, oh, he just doesn't have the right supporting cast.
Right, but now you've got something that is like a dream state. Yeah, look, for me, Goff probably's 8, 9, or 10.
So you guys are right. You guys have mentioned three quarterbacks during the discussion. They're on the list. Here's where they place. Jared Goff is eighth on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Highest ranking is five. Lowest ranking, of course, will be unranked.
Yeah.
Mike, you mentioned Baker Mayfield. He's number 10 on this list. Highest ranking five. Again, lowest ranking would be unranked.
I'm going to say Baker is too low. He has had He's had a couple incredible seasons.
With changing offensive coordinators, seems like every year.
Yeah, so. And being asked to sling it around the yard 50 times a game.
Yep. And then you mentioned Matthew Stafford, who is sixth on this list. Highest ranking fourth, lowest ranking unranked.
Okay, the unranked is ridiculous. He's still tough as nails and plays really good football. He's in my top 10. I think it's debatable how high, but this is what our symposium is going to handle later this week. These are the battles that will be fought.
Oh, yeah. How far can you put Brock Purdy on the list?
I think Purdy's going to be in conversation in that 9 to 15 range. I think it just depends how we settle it.
I think he's unranked.
Okay. I'm not. I'm sorry.
Apparently, they weren't serving grits over the weekend.
Well, let me give you the honorable mention. The honorable mention was C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love.
There now, Jordan Love's the guy. If he stays healthy, he's going to be in that top five next year.
Okay. Did I hear Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Aaron Rodgers was in the also votes, receiving votes category, along with Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott, Tua Tagovailoa, Bo Nix.
You know what's interesting?
Wow.
How about this with Tua? As much as I'm just kind of done with it. He's had three straight seasons of over 100 quarterback rating. How is that possible? Now, he's missed a lot of time and et cetera.
Well, you wonder why? Because a lot of his game, Mike, it's very 7-on-7-ish. It's a lot of short passes and a lot of, yak yards afterwards. So, Yes, that's why. He puts up great numbers, but that doesn't relate to great wins.
Well, no wins.
Okay.
That is in football today.
All right, let's turn our attention to the Tigers. And much in the way none of us glitter our chandelier after they win four in a row, I'm not going to freak out they lose four in a row. Rico, you and I talk pre-show. They probably had one foot out the door for vacation. They got dusted.
Yeah.
But the point is this. We've had so much talk about the deadline. 17 days away. Nothing I say today matters. It's all about 17 days from now. They have an 11.5 game lead in the division. Oh, but they didn't play good baseball. Wah. Okay? They played a wonderful first half. The needs are the needs. So here's the question. I want to take starting pitching out of the equation for the sake of this exercise. I want to make an assumption that between Skubal, Olsen, Mize, Flaherty, and potentially Estelle Getty, they'll have three arms for the
play. Estelle is back.
Estelle's back. That they'll have three arms. That the starting pitching's fine. I want you to choose your adventure. Same thing for you as a Tiger fan. I want you to tell me the more pressing need. Two bullpen arms or a right-handed bat. And again, that right-handed bat probably has to play third base. Hate to break it to you, but your all-star, to me, should have come up with that ball yesterday. A really good third baseman comes up with that ball. I'll leave it alone. The point is, I've been screaming it from the mountaintops now for weeks. It's the bullpen for me. They just don't have enough reliable answers. Now, I'm not going to bail on Tommy Kahnle. Okay? Couple of rough outings. I know Stoney was breaking his chops. He didn't retire a single out this weekend. The point is, I'm going to put Kahnle in the good pile long term.
Really? Okay.
Just long term. Okay. Because he's shown it. He's shown pedigree. He's done it for my
He'll
team.
He'll fix this.
Yes. Will Vest, good pile. But outside of those two, they got nothing. All the heroes of last year, those guys are dead and gone. Bo Brisky's dead. Mm-hmm. Holton stinks. I need two high-leverage bullpen arms. That, to me, is the biggest need. Now, do I want a big-time right-handed bat? Of course I do.
If you had to choose one.
Correct. If Scott Harris is only going to put one present under your tree, what is it? For me, it's got to be the relievers. And I do. I think you need two of them.
Yeah. Especially now that Boston's hot, I think the Bregman thing and all of that's going to go away. So.
Find somebody else. Why? That's what the money's for.
So, I agree with you. I do think that this team, they were on vacation. They were celebrating the fact they had six All-Stars. They were celebrating the fact that Javi was in the lineup and Gleyber Torres and Skubal was going to be the starting pitcher and Mize made the team. They didn't seem focused to me with the Mariners. They thought that we could just roll out there and do what we normally do and we're going to take this series. And Seattle was like, well, if you're not going to be focused, if you don't want these games, we will take them. Now, yes, I agree with you. I'm now shifting towards the bullpen.
Really?
And this guy has been taking a few strays in this show, but I'm going to give Cookie some credit on this. Maybe this was the best thing that could have happened to the Tigers. Because now, over the next week, management has to see what we saw. Guys, this duct tape and chewing gum bullpen that we have, it's falling apart. It's not going to work long term. We just had our first four-game skid. That's not the time to panic, but we have to make improvements. And if you're going to hold Scott Harris to his words, he said on this air that, hey, we're going to see the problems and we're going to try to address the problems. Something very similar to that.
Yeah.
That's your most glaring need.
Take it a step further. With an 11.5 game lead in the division, hell, I hope they lose four of the next five. Make it 8-9 because I'm with you. What I don't want, and I'm being tongue-in-cheek with that remark. Nobody freak out.
But it's happening at the right time.
That's my point, is I don't want Scott Harris getting high on his own supply like some of the GMs in this town do. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Brad Holmes is way too confident with the in-house solutions. I want the Tigers to go all in because that's what you do when you're serious about winning a World Series. So, yes, I agree with you, and I agree with Jim.
I'm not down with losing, ever, or a four-game losing streak. But because you have such a big lead over your division that you're probably going to win anyway, this was the best time because there is no game today or tomorrow. So the taste in the mouth of Scott Harris and everybody was that. Seattle came into your park and took these games and scored what, 35 total runs in all of those games. Yeah. And you had a chance to win some, and your bullpen couldn't do anything.
No, this bullpen right now. And I
again, you lost the school bull start.
Well,
I'm just saying, it's like everything that could happen happened in this stand.
It's baseball. I'm not worried about it. I mean, hell, you had Seattle get swept out of New York, and they blew a game to the Yankees where they're basically no hitting them in the bottom of the eighth. They lost 6-5. They come here and sweep you. Rico, your point, keep the main thing the main thing. You're right. The bullpen, as I see it now, I'll allow for Lang to come back or Canely to be better. Guys, the bullpen in the way it's currently constructed, you'll be out of the playoffs in the first 5-game series. Because you can't win this way.
Right.
You don't have arms that are going to go 8-9 innings. It's not 2013.
Yeah.
And this bullpen, without you have to get to Will Vest to use Vest.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Rico, to me, it's the bullpen.
Yeah.
But I totally think they need both. And I heard Stoney mention this earlier, which is, you know, basically, if you want a right-handed bat and two arms, they got to make 3 trades. And they're probably not going to go there. Why? Why?
Well, because they like their farms.
Okay, then. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from you guys. Look, it happens. All right, they lost 4 games in a row. If it makes everybody in the room less confident and more apt to make a trade, I say good. Lose 5 in a row.
Best time.
Because this division is wrapped. They would have to go on a historical losing streak to blow it. The rest of this division is garbage. And I honestly believe 3 of the 4 teams will be sellers. So, yeah, I'm actually okay with them getting a taste of their own blood. Yeah. It was going too good for too long.
Man, best time for it to happen because I'm quite sure Harris and a lot of the other GMs and stuff are in Atlanta right now for the All-Star game. So, hey, hypothetically speaking, if I were to offer you this, what could I get in return?
I give you a choice of one, guys. High leverage reliever or a right-handed bat. Which are you choosing? Can't have both, even though we know we need both. Now, if you still want to do this crap where you don't think they need at all a right-handed bat, I would encourage you to call a different show. Respectfully. Because I don't exist in that world. If you think Jamai Jones is saving you in the playoffs, fine. Here's the other thing, and I I'm not going to do what the other shows did. Parker Meadows stinks right now, but I can tolerate it because even if he just plays defense, I know we had a little miscommunication, but even if he just plays center, I can hit him 9th, and I'll live with it. Because what he brings defensively, elite. Vierling has only had 39 at-bats. I'm not going to go crazy. Has he been good? No.
But here's the thing, and you just said it, though, Mike. You're right. I'll take Parker Meadows. I'm okay with what he's doing. I'm not okay. But I'll take what he's doing at the plate because of his defense. But that's another reason why I need another bat in the lineup. Vierling, we saw what he did in the playoffs last year. I can't trust that. Zach McKinstry, I can't trust that in the playoffs. Javi Baez, I can't trust that right now in the playoffs. Torque, can't trust it. Dylan Dingler looks great, but can I trust it right now in the playoffs? No. Right now, the only two bats I can trust are Green and Torres. So I need another bat, especially if Parker Meadows is going to be in my lineup for defense only.
Okay.
I feel like David just yelled at me.
I'm sorry. I always sound like I'm yelling. I will stop that one day.
No, but again, I mean, there's a very real chance Javi finishes by September. OPS plus goes south of league average. I think he's down to like 108. And to David's point, I mean, some of these guys, look, Riley Green is your star. Riley Green has had a really good first half, okay? And especially the power. But you know what's going to happen in the playoffs? He's going to get hunted. And AJ's not going to be able to take him out of the game. He's going to get hunted by lefties.
Yep. They're going to figure out, you know what? He swings at a lot of these balls. He strikes out a lot. Only throw this pitch to him.
Which I'm just making a point is like, look, if you want to hunt Riley and have a lefty in the game, Well, I'm going to have a dynamite right-handed bat staring you down the barrel. You're not going to get a Rico Beard BOGO here. You're okay. Oh, you want to look sweet against Riley? You're either going to burn a reliever or, best part, now rent's due. Mm-hmm. Now you're going lefty-righty against my stud. That's the piece they're missing.
No.
Unless you talk to other shows, they got nine Babe Ruths.
No. But I do think that, yes, you have to go out there and get two arms in the bullpen because you can't afford to lose leads. When you're up 4-3, you have to be able to close that thing out and win that game.
Especially
reality when it comes to the playoffs.
You don't have a pitcher that's going to go more than six innings. Okay?
Yeah.
If we're really honest about it.
Yeah.
If Skubal got you seven, it's a blessing. The reality in the playoffs, it's tenser. It's better at bats. It's harder matchups. You need nine outs at the end of these games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rico, I'm with you. But I want to hear from the people. Now, again, if you call up and say, look, I know the bullpen's shaky. This lineup scares me in playoff time, right-handed bat, or we don't get to use the bullpen. It's a credible argument. And for the people going, oh, my God, they have the best record in baseball. Guys, you got to zoom out from that. Great. You have the best record in baseball in the worst division. You're a good baseball team. You're going to make the playoffs. Right. This is about winning a World Series.
Well, that's just it. You have the best record in baseball. Now, what are you doing to get better?
Thank you. You said it in a much better way than I did. I do want to correct one thing I said, and I do apologize. Parker Meadows has been so bad at the plate, he's actually a negative war. So I just wanted to correct myself. I knew he'd been terrible in his 100 at-bats. Rico, I was just saying I wanted to offer a correction to people before we get to the phones. Parker Meadows has actually been so terrible, his defense hasn't overcome it. He's a negative war. Mm. He's a 54 OPS plus. I still am going to believe he
will.
Not
quite Javi negative from last year. Right?
No.
Okay.
I still believe he will get it a level of turned around. Now, I don't think it'll be last year where he was leading off in the playoffs, but enough to keep him in the lineup. And he's a valuable player. But, yeah, I mean, that's a dreadful 100 at-bats. It just is.
Yeah, sorry about that. I made the trek to see the producers. So.
I just
hopped off the flight.
The renovation. You've got to stop. All right, let's go to Alan, 97.1. Alan, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I agree with everything you said, especially with the Parker Meadows. You have to go, if you only have one addition, it's got to be bullpen arms. Because as you said, you're not going deep in the playoffs. Even if you add the best bat, if they're not going to get him, but if they got Alex Bregman or something like that, if you don't address the bullpen, it's not going to matter. The team, as well as they've been doing, the team is still very flawed. I still think they need a leadoff hitter. I really, really like Colt Keith. I think he should be batting third or fifth or sixth or something like that. I like Labor at second.
Yeah.
They really need a Stephen Kwan or somebody to set the table, and you got to get on base in the one or two spot in the postseason. So the issue is they're
left-handed dominant. That's the problem. You got to have somebody from – No, Alan, I'm agreeing with you. It was just a particular name you brought. They need a right-handed bat.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying they need a leadoff hitter and a right-handed bat. And one thing we know, I don't see them going to Somerset Mall. They're going to be going to TJ Maxx and Marshalls. And that's not the worst thing in the world, as long as they upgrade. But that's how I think they're going to approach it. They have to add. You can't stand pat. They're not going to have the same record or the same winning percentage the second half of the season. That's very unlikely.
No. And again, you know, Alan, I view it as like the Pistons in the Eastern Conference, take advantage of a year where the Yankees lost their Skubal in Gerrit Cole to a season-ending injury. Take advantage of it. This is not a good American League. It's a bad American League. You're in a horrific division. Take advantage of it. And you're right. They might go more conservative than any of us like, but I'm with you. As long as they add, then it's a different conversation of did we add enough? I would find it stunning, Alan, If we get through the deadline and they don't do anything, that would be malfeasance.
I agree. I can't see that happening. That would be malfeasance plus stupidity.
I'll take the combo meal, Alan. Sure, but no, I believe they'll do something, but I want it to be impactful. Because if you get seduced by a regular season record with the factors I just listed, then you're not keeping your eye on the prize. Are we good enough to beat the Dodgers, the Mets, the Cubs in a 7-game set? How about this? Are you good enough to beat? I can't believe I'm saying this.
Toronto?
The zombie Astros. They're back again.
Yes, they are.
This time without advanced scouting.
I would say, and this is where I'm gonna hold Scott Harris to his word. He said he's going to look at their weaknesses and try to fix them. This is a glaring weakness. It couldn't have happened at a better time because it forces you for the next week to chew on that 4-game losing streak. Not happy for it, but man, if you were ever going to have a 4-game losing streak, it's now because he has to see what we all see. This bullpen, I thought maybe it would be better. It's not.
But it looks.
And it could cost us a series in the playoffs.
You can change could to will.
Okay.
As currently constituted, this bullpen will end your season.
Right. Well, Scooble can only pitch maybe 2 games in that series. And he's going to come out of the game.
90 pitches.
Yeah.
And in the playoffs, 6 innings, 90 pitches is about right.
Unless it's a game, like in a 5-game series, it's game 4. And you know what? Yeah, we're on the verge of elimination.
Yeah, then you can stay in too long and give up a grand slam.
I'm trying, man.
You don't need to try. You can just deal in facts. Right. 6 innings. That's reality. Yeah. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on?
Not much, guys. I mean, there's no doubt. I agree with everything you're saying. A couple things, though.
Yeah.
First off, anyone that's ready to, like, pack up the season is probably either a new fan or an absolute boomer who's been watching, like, every other game and is like, oh, my – I think I heard Mark Ryan. He's like, don't call in and say it's just baseball. Well, you know what, Mark? It is just baseball. You're going to win 4 games. You're going to lose 4 games. I would be surprised if we don't have another 4-game skid.
Yeah, but by the way, Johnny, it took till July 16th to lose 4 in a row. I think we're okay.
You know what the funny thing was? And real quick, Johnny, remember I wanted to do the topic like, what'll happen first? They'll win 6 in a row or lose 4 in a row. Well, they've lost.
It happened. It's like, who cares? 11.5 up in the division. Done.
Yeah. We couldn't ask for a better spot right now, especially going into the All-Star break. It's perfect timing. But the number one argument I have for us prioritizing bullpen arms over, obviously, I love Eugenio Suarez. I love Bregman. It's not going to happen. The reason we need relievers, specifically ones in high leverage situations, is look at last year. We were 2 games away from going to the ALCS with essentially the same lineup minus Gleyber Torres. And Andy freaking Abanez won us a game, and he's not even on the squad anymore. So it's like, look at we have the same roster. You have guys showing up now. And if we added two, I want Griffin Jacks. I know you've talked about it, Valenti. Yeah. Griffin Jacks is a freaking stud.
Beast.
Now imagine Aroldis Chapman walking around Detroit. The guy would have a blast in Greektown.
He's throwing 100-mile-an-hour sinkers at age 37. Yeah.
He would have a blast. In Greek, I mean, imagine Aroldis at the bars.
Okay, no, we're not going to. No, John, let's just keep him at the hotel. We do not want that. I want you to pitch, and I want you to go home. And there can be no firearms in the house.
It's a funny image, though, right? I mean,
yes, but John, I hear you. But no, like, a great example is the Chapman thing or Griffin Jacks. Oh, everyone's blanket statement, and I'm guilty of it. Well, it's a divisional team. If you pay the toll. It's going to come down to, guys, this is a good deal. I know it's the Tigers. We got to do it.
Right.
It's the same thing with Cleveland. Look, if Cleveland ends up selling, they got several guys that can make you better. Do I think they'll do a deal with you? Probably not, because you don't strike me. There's no proof yet that Scott Harris is willing to overpay to get what he wants.
No.
Now, the closest we got to was Bregman. You didn't get him, but they did A-plus job in offering, I thought, a more than fair deal. You can't harangue the organization about Bregman. He got paid more than Aaron Judge for this year. He went to that team. I can't make fun of the Tigers.
No.
Because if you did that, it would be ridiculous.
But now, you can trade within a division. It is possible. It may be a little bit of a tax.
You can also trade for guys that haven't been mentioned. The guys that are mentioned most in the rumor mill are the guys that get dealt the least.
Mm-hmm. It's the one that surprises you, like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yep, you're right. Correct. 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts, and we'll get to a football today.
Ticket text here says, Dylan from Clarkston says, biggest need for the Tigers right now is a back-end swing-and-miss reliever as well as another reliever. So he is definitely on the arms.
I want two of them. I want a righty and a lefty. I'm completely with that texter.
Paul, our guy Paul and Frazier says, given a choice between the two, I want the arms, Mike. But we need both, but I'll go with the arms here. Someone else texts in, and in bold letters, over and over again, says, bullpen, 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 bullpen. Bullpen.
He ain't wrong.
The Tigers must have bullpen help. If there is one spot that needs help the most, it is definitely that. Do we think we have the guy who can close out the Yankees in Game 7?
No.
No.
No, and look, as good as Will Vest has been, I'm not going to mistake him for Mariano Rivera. Like, there are some bad teams that have really good relievers. Giving A.J., and A.J. doesn't believe in a defined closer role. Giving A.J. more tools is a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm trying to do.
Situational, yeah. It works.
But I'm not going to freak out about Canely unless in about 10 days, 12 days, it looks the same. Around. That'd be different. 248-539-9797. Ricky, you got to understand something. I watched Tommy Canely with my team go basically a month without throwing a fastball, and nobody could hit him. I didn't even understand it. I watched Tommy Canely every day.
I remember when you said that. And now it's,
now it would drive me nuts because if you would throw a throw one fastball, one. But look, he's got pedigree. He's got credibility. I got to give him a few more outings.